Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a resolution percolating in the legislature. This is a very, very dangerous thing. It may be the most consequential thing of everything we're discussing today and any day. There is a push in this country by the right wing to convene a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the Constitution to redo our Constitution to their liking. And you think, how is that possible? How can a gerrymandered legislature pass a resolution like that, which then would let them leverage that gerrymander into changing the underlying Constitution itself? And here's how. Under Article 5, it says that if 3/4 of the states decide they want to have another constitutional convention, they don't like what Alexander Hamilton did, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay. They thought they were smarter than them. They thought that those guys were dumb, did a lousy job. They can just say, okay, we're going to throw out the whole Constitution and start over. That's what Article 5 says. The reason for that was back then, back in the 1780s, George Washington was sworn in as president in 1788. That's when his term started. Everything was new. People didn't know what was going on. They didn't know how good it was that they drafted it, how it sustained the greatest country in history for so long. What they say they want to do it for is basically to have a balanced budget amendment. So at the end of the year, you have to have a balanced budget. It sounds great. And some liberals will say, great, and we'll fight to get Citizens United overturned. This is very stupid, very dangerous, because here's what's going to happen. No matter what they say, there is no limitation on what they do. And number two, this isn't based on majority rule. Each state's going to have a vote. And they're more Republican states than Democratic. They would have this convention in Las Vegas, you know, the Bellagio. They'll have it in Mar-a-Lago. There'll be lobbyists all over the place. They'll tweak everything. They'll say the First Amendment, yeah, it sort of worked, but let's have an exclusion. We should have some religion in here and religion in there. The Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures, yeah, but, you know, the cops can do whatever they want. And yeah, slavery is abolished and black people can vote. Everybody can vote, except that the 14th Amendment is no longer a window to bring the Bill of Rights against the states. They have states' rights that are stronger than even they had back in 1788. And by the way, we have a balanced budget amendment. So what the Congress can do without a constitutional effort is to pass a $3 trillion tax cut, that at the end of the year, they have to cut $3 trillion out of the budget. Oh, what is that? Oh, it's Medicare and Social Security. That's what's going on. And reining in Citizens United is not going to pass this kind of thing. And in general, that's only going to happen. We have a new Supreme Court appointed by Biden that simply overrules. It was a lawless decision. So where are we right now? 15 states have already passed it. They need 38, 15. Three did it in 2014. One did it in 2015. Four did it in 2016. Three in 2017. Three in 2019. One of the first lines of attack should be, you can't leave this thing open forever. 2014 is 7 years ago. You say, okay, if you don't get 3/4, states that did it more than 5 years ago or 7 years ago, drop out. You don't just keep it forever for 100 years so you trick somebody into doing stuff. Seven states is passed in one chamber. If it passes in the other, that'll be a total of 22, the 38. 18 are considering it right now. That's a total of 40 states. You only need 38, 3/4. The reason that the Wisconsin legislature gerrymandered is doing it is so that Evers can't veto it. They say that you can't veto a resolution. But then conversely, why should a resolution have the force of law? Why don't they put this to a referendum? Why don't they do it so the governor can look at it and he will veto it? Listen to me very carefully. This is beyond dangerous. If you have people like Robin Voss and Thomas Tiffany and Trump and Lindsey Graham and Hawley and Cruz and Cotton showing up and redoing the work of Madison, Washington, Jefferson, Hamilton, Jay, it will destroy this country. We have over 200 years of Supreme Court interpretation and judicial interpretation of our constitutions work very well. This can be done through judicial interpretation to modernize it, which is what we've been doing forever. That's why Brown versus Board of Education, you have integrated schooling in this country and that kind of thing. All of this will go out the window and you'll cripple the country. A balanced budget amendment at the end to balance it when they pass a trillions and $3 trillion tax cut, I mean, you're going to start getting to national defense. This is an attempt by crooks, i.e. the Republican leadership, to destroy the country. Listen to this very carefully. Make sure all of the legislators in this state know. The Republican majority gerrymandered is a cancer. All they want to do is stay in power, and they don't want big donors bankrolling primary opponents. Wherever they live, they want to be able to walk into the supper club, get the favored seat underneath the moose head at the Dewdrop Inn, and have everybody marvel at them. If they are out of the legislature, they're out of work, they're out of status. Right now, listen to this, 15 states have passed this. 7 is passed in one chamber and 18 are considering it. Stop it. There are plenty of legal arguments. We can say, obviously, that you can't keep this open forever. So some of these states have to fall off. It's not sure what will happen. You know, in the Equal Rights Amendment, back in the 70s and early 80s, states passed it. And it's indeterminate under the law how long it can stay. Can you keep it open 100 years? So finally, some state suddenly breaks and is weary and goes with it. And then, no, I don't think you can. But how many years? 20, 15, 10, 5? The other thing is passing it by resolution is wrong. It should be by referendum or at least by full vote of a legislature and not a gerrymandered legislature. But this is a way for them. They gerrymandered. They used Citizens United to get money. The gerrymandered, this is not a representative legislature. This is a corrupt legislature. And then they are going to tear apart the fundamental Constitution itself. They could, for instance, put in that the president will be selected by the legislatures of each state. They could put that in. If they do that, we will have Donald Trumps and authoritarians forever. This is very serious. Very, very serious. Do not be tricked into saying, well, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. Go out to the Bellagio and we'll repeal Citizens United and everything will be hunky-dory. You're liable to end up tampering with the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. At some point, if I were on the Supreme Court, I would say this whole process is so crooked, nothing it does is effective, and we're to stay with our own Constitution. That in itself would be deemed an unconstitutional usurpation of power by the Supreme Court. Do not be tricked. This is very important. This resolution is a fraud, absolute fraud. Now, do you remember a guy in the insurrection on January 6th going to a different topic named Richard Bennett? Probably you don't. Do you remember a guy in Nancy Pelosi's office with his feet on the desk, grinning, holding a stun gun? A stun gun for bears, by the way, which if he'd used it on Nancy Pelosi, who weighs about 100 pounds, is 80 years old, would have killed her. And then he rolled his tongue, he left her a note, and he stole the document off her desk. He got arrested. It's a felony. It's burglary. Criminal trespass and burglary, and they put him in jail. And yesterday he had a meltdown. He went postal. In criminal cases now, they're being conducted by Zoom because you don't want prisoners being transported in. That exposes the guards, the police, and prisoners to COVID. It's easier, and they put them on Zoom. And the idea was, when is the next court hearing and when is the trial? And the judge said, well, okay, set for trial. Next court hearing is, I think, May 7, basically 2 months. This guy went postal, pleading, begging. You can't leave me in jail, he said. A lot of these other guys are getting out. I can't take it. I can't take jail. What he didn't say is, I could take a stun gun for bears in to kill Nancy Pelosi. I could do that. I could sit at her desk, stick my feet on the desk, grin, roll my tongue, leave her a note with an obscenity in it, give an interview. He gave interviews using obscenities. That'd be bleeped out about Nancy Pelosi. One of the guys walking down the halls going, oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy. They would have beaten her to death, stunned her to death, done the same to Mike Pence. But now he's in jail. He's singing a different tune. Finally, his lawyer had to say, Richard, I advise you not to say anything more. I will speak, and then we can caucus. And he kept shouting, no, no, I shouldn't be in jail. What's going on here? And the judge finally said, counsel, why don't you take a recess and consult with your client? No, no, get me out of jail. Get me out of jail. This is the guy. This is the guy with his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. It is true that some others have been released. A lot of the Proud Boys have been released. That, I think, was dangerous. Some of these people, their restrictions, they say you can't travel here or there. Nothing stops them from coming back to Washington, D.C. But this particular idiot, and you know, the QAnon shaman is in jail too, the guy with the fur and the horns. But this guy was particularly vicious, and he's also the dumb guy who the police called in Arkansas to give him a heads up. They really were trying to help him. By the time they go out, he says, I'm pretty smart, you're not going to find anything. And it turns out he got rid of his guns and stun gun, but he forgot to get rid of the case that came in. This is what's happening. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after this.